Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
In this season, we will be talking about walking while we are waiting.
Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. This season, we are trying to walk out our faith with the awareness that waiting is part of the story. This week, we want to dive into the topic of peace. No matter the season of life we find ourselves in, we always seem to be in the pursuit of happiness, which we know as Christians may be better defined as a pursuit of peace. How do we walk through life with peace? And how do we keep it while we're in different seasons of waiting? Today, we're so excited for our daughters to be here with us at the table. Yes. And back in episode 5 of season 1, Kelly, your husband, yes, Eric, and the boys joined us around the table. And we just thought it would be fun today to have our girls with us. So Gracie and Michaela, welcome to the table. We are so glad that you've joined us.
We're so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. So we just want to talk about, what does peace look like? And I know in my life, there are moments where I can experience God's peace. I know it's attainable. And that's when I'm trusting God. That's when I'm walking with Him, experiencing a fruit that only comes from being in His presence and that He brings. But I also know that in this world, there are so many distractions in everyday life. And when we are not fixed on Jesus, those distractions rob us from the peace that God wants us to have. I love this quote I heard this week. Corrie ten Boom said that the devil can't make us sin, but he can make us busy.
That's true.
And isn't that where we find ourselves even this week in this season of Christmas and the holidays? It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life, and immediately our peace is gone. You know, we look around us and the world gives us a picture of peace. It's false, but It looks like shopping and getting coffee and romanticized strolling down lit streets and buying gifts and shopping bags. Those things look fun, and there's nothing wrong with doing those things, but if we're honest, they don't really bring the peace that God brings. And so here we are with our girls. We're excited to have you. And you are so much younger than us. Gracie, you're almost 24, but 23
almost
right now.
Yes.
Michaela, you're 20. Mm-hmm. And we would just love to learn from you how you are pursuing a life with Christ that brings peace. And we know it's not perfect. We know this life brings so much distraction, especially your age. Mm. But how do you do it? And we want to learn from you. We know that when we're tired and our expectations go unmet, and the focus is off of Christ, then it becomes me focused. That's right. And that is quickly how we can lose peace too. So let me just share a verse. We know that the fruits of the Spirit, God's Spirit living in us, are love, joy, peace is one of those fruits. And that's from Galatians 5. And so,
yeah, I had a that same quote from Max Lucado, and it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And the quote is, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To these I commit my day. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it before. I know when your guys were on the episode, Jacob talked about how you have to choose joy. And today we're going to be talking about peace. And I would agree that it's a choice, yes, that we make to choose peace. And I just kind of looked up a Google definition. Well, another word I think of when I think of peace is contentment. Mm-hmm. So what brings us contentment? And I think this world would define contentment as a state of peaceful happiness. And like I've already said, we all are in a pursuit of happiness, but the difference between the world's way of being happy and maybe godly contentment or happiness, I think, is defined as finding joy in what God has given to you. And so, you know, Paul tells us in Philippians 4:12 and 13, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And so Paul knew that we only find contentment in Christ, and our strength comes from Christ. So we see peace in y'all's lives, like Kelly has already said, and we just have a couple questions. Maybe you, yes, can share with us, yeah, how you keep peace or you find peace.
Yeah. So Gracie, we'll start with you. And let me just say a few things about you. Gracie is the second born, mm-hmm, in our family. She's the only girl. Mm-hmm. She got married last January, so she's been, yeah, married about 10 months. Mm-hmm. They moved immediately to the Denver, Colorado area.
Yes.
You kind of left your family support being, mm-hmm, so close in proximity, but you also left a super strong community of friends.
Yep.
And you started new in, yeah, Denver, and it's just been beautiful to watch you and Will navigate, mm-hmm, this new life. So, mm-hmm, I just want to ask you, how did you do it? How are you living the way God wants you to live, experiencing peace, but yet so far away, such new friends?
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm so happy to be here. For someone who loves talking as much as me, it's nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking.
Like, oh, gosh. The microphone really does something to you.
No.
Okay, so unpack that. Yeah, it's been 10 months since, you know, being married. It's literally been like the quickest 10 months ever.
Yeah.
I sit here and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's been 10 months. It's crazy. It's been great. Yeah, so moving kind of from being comfortable in Charlotte, Charleston, home, both those places, having friends, family, moving away, it felt good because it was doing something new and trying something new and like embarking on a new adventure,
yeah,
together.
Just you and Will.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Just together. And it's been so fun. I wouldn't change anything. It's really kind of makes us rely on each other, yeah, rely on, yeah, our, you know, new church, like new friends, kind of gives us this freedom to be who we are without,
right,
there's no strings attached really to who we are. And whether those strings are good strings, bad strings, whatever, yeah, it's a fresh start with just kind of getting to be Will, yeah, and Gracie and like who we are in a new place. And, you know, all the exciting things that come along with living somewhere like Colorado. I mean, we get to look outside our window. We're literally looking out the Rocky Mountains. It's crazy. You don't get that here. You don't get that in Charlotte. You don't get that on the East Coast. It's beautiful. We can go skiing whenever we want. We can mountain biking, hiking, like just this adventurous side to things is so, just so us that it's just so fitting that we're kind of living in a place like that right now. But with all the good things that come with moving somewhere new and all the fun things, we don't have that community or family that we had for 20 plus years on the East Coast. And just remembering that peace is a choice, just like you were saying. And it can be so easy to just be like, well, when are we going to make that friend group that's like going to be who we're friends with for life? Like, when are we going to, you know, move into that house that's going to be like our dream home? When is, when's the next best thing going to happen? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with dreaming big, wanting exciting things for the future, but also just being content in where we are now and knowing that we moved halfway across the country. We're not going to have meet our lifelong friends in the 10 months that we've been there. You know, we're still figuring it out. We're still getting plugged into our church. We're still getting plugged into jobs. We're still just figuring it all out and finding peace and figuring it out, I think is so important and just good to remember that, you know, we're 24 years old. Like, we like
to learn.
Do not have it figured out.
Yeah.
And that's okay to not have it figured out and to kind of being content with where we are and our decisions that we've made together and just finding peace and all the like chaos, honestly.
Yeah. And Gracie, I just think it's beautiful, you and Will, the way you have clung to each other with all the new things moving so far away. Like, you just support each other so well. And your gifts and talents are joined.
Yeah.
You're together and you're pursuing God's peace, God's will for your life together. Mm. I know you have got involved in a church that you love and got involved in groups and serving, and it's just beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. And honestly, like, being a part of a church is the biggest part, I think, in finding that peace and, you know, finding community and finding people that are like-minded and not only like spiritual like-mindedness, but also like, it's so fun getting to live somewhere where like outdoor activities and outdoor fun is so prominent, because you not only find people who are like-minded in that, but that you can also just like agree with in the fun things you like to do and know that you're meeting well-rounded friendships that, you know, you not only just agree with on certain things, but also enjoy the same hobbies as you, enjoy the same things that you like to do. And it's just been, our church has been a huge part in being able to find that peace.
That's awesome.
So
it's evident. I mean, I'm so thankful for the pictures that you post of the beauty, being able to wake up and, like you were saying, look out and see mountains. And like, that is, in my mind, so much peace is found in outside beauty and God's creation. And what an opportunity to be able to see that every single day and thank Him for just those moments of peace too.
And I think that's where I feel the most peace with living there, is like, you drive home and you get to see that, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's so beautiful.
And that's a simple thing. It's not a thing like you were, you know, your dream home and your, those are the things that I think the world gets caught up in trying to find peace, but that you're able to look out at God's creation and say, wow, God, this is beautiful.
Right.
And you have that inner peace.
I'm just wondering if you have a verse that relates to peace.
Yeah, definitely. Just a big one that I think is just a sweet verse overall is Isaiah 26:12. Lord, you established peace for us. All that we've accomplished, you have done for us. I didn't create the peace. I'm not a very big peacemaker. I want to be. I'm not all the time. But that everything that's happened and the peace that I feel, Will feels, in the move. That's not for me. It's just encouraging that I am in control of it, but I'm also not in control of it, that it comes from him and him alone.
Well, thank you for sharing, Grace.
Yes.
Well, Michaela is my youngest. I have two children. Michaela's 20. She has an older brother, so she's the only girl in our family as well. Kelly and I grew up being sisters, and it's nice to have a sister, but I think it's fun that the two of y'all did kind of grow up together, and even though you're cousins, you have a pretty close relationship. So, Michaela, you are a junior at Charleston Southern University and studying kinesiology. I know that that is kind of a difficult thing to be studying, but you've always been a quiet, thoughtful, kind of easy go with the flow child, and never really needing to be in the spotlight. But over the past couple years, I have just watched you grow and develop into a beautiful young woman who works hard in school, is disciplined with your money. You walk with humility, and I'm just so proud of you. I just have a few questions about how you have balanced school and your faith and your family. Like, how have you continued to have, or how do you find peace while balancing those things?
Well, thank you for that. That was very sweet. And I'm also very happy to be here with y'all at this table.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, so balancing school, definitely a lot. Definitely gets overwhelming at times when there's multiple assignments due a week and sometimes three exams. That's very overwhelming. But yeah, definitely just remembering that this is only a season in my life. This will pass. This overwhelming feeling will pass. Sometimes getting to that point might take a phone call to mom, just, hey, I'm struggling, like, I need a little help. You've always been that for me, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then with faith, getting plugged into a small group within school has been very helpful, just being able to meet with a group of ladies once a week and talk about scripture and dive into the word definitely helps keep that peace in all of the crazy of the week.
Right.
Even if it's just an hour of meeting and community, it's helpful.
And then family. Like, how I feel like you do a very good job of balancing and checking in with family. And you do have the blessing right now of being close to your support system. So what about that? Why is that important?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be around both sets of grandparents and home, like 40-ish minutes away. I can go home whenever I need to. But yeah, it's very important for me to make those rounds, just to get poured into by y'all, to continue to receive love and support from y'all, even when I am struggling with school or just need a word of encouragement. It's very important.
Well, you are easy to pour into, Michaela. Yes, you are. I know that you've been studying John right now. Anything stick out to you in what you've been studying that God's been teaching you?
Well, we did just finish chapter 4, the woman at the well, and just how Jesus is the living water. And that's always a great reminder. But one of my favorite verses is Proverbs 3:5-6. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Whenever I am going through some times, I just kind of speak that out loud. Know that it's going to be okay. He's got a plan.
It's going to be okay. He has a good plan. He has a perfect plan.
Yeah.
And you both are precious. It just is a blessing to know that our girls love the Lord, that you are seeking him. I can't think of anything greater as a mom than to see that in both of y'all. And so you encourage us daily.
And we're learning from you. I mean, I think of your lives and just the choices you've made. It just builds me up. So thank you for being so precious, so honest. It's hard, but You're walking it out and we're watching.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a slow walk.
But we're walking it out.
And you know, I mean, sometimes we take a step or two back too. Mm-hmm. And I think that is part of the process. I mean, I think of back to when I was 24. In many ways, I feel like you are so much further beyond where I was at 24. Michaela, you sometimes surpass me even now, just with your gentleness and your compassion. And I'm watching you. I'm learning. Yeah. I want to be around you because you bring peace to my chaos. And I love you for that.
I love you too.
I love you, Grace. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. Today, we have been sharing how we can walk with peace. And Gracie and Michaela, we are so glad that you're here, willing to just share from your life experiences as well. Just, we want to share in these next few minutes just a story that challenges every human fiber in us to examine where our peace comes from and who gives real peace. And that is the popular hymn story of It Is Well With My Soul.
Uh-huh. So, and before I share that, I just want to acknowledge that I've heard about and met and talked to many people that your circumstances are very, very challenging. Here we are at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you're going through hard things. And can we have peace during the hard things, mm-hmm. during the hard times? And this story is just a reminder that we can have peace, and our peace is found in Christ alone. So the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, was written by Horatio Spafford. And he was a respected attorney and real estate investor who lost his fortune during the Great Chicago Fire mm-hmm. of 1871. But also, after that happened, he had a 4-year-old son that died of scarlet fever during the same time. And we read that he drowned himself in his work, and he tried to rebuild the city, and he assisted over 100,000 people mm-hmm. who had been left homeless. So a couple years later, in 1873, he thought maybe his family needed a vacation, and they were going to sail to Europe. And although he had some work he had left to do in the city, he sent his wife, Anna, and his 4 daughters on a ship toward Europe. And while they were en route, there was a devastating shipwreck that killed over 200 people, and that included Horatio's 4 daughters. And when his wife arrived in Europe, she sent him word that she was saved alone, and what should she do? And devastating. So Horatio immediately set sail for England, and during the voyage to meet up with his wife and comfort her, those that were on the ship explained to him that they were crossing the place of where the tragedy had taken place. And in shock and sadness and despair, he went back to his cabin and began to just talk to the Lord and mm-hmm. pray. And he was devastated. Yeah. But he writes about how it is well, and the will of God be done in his family and his life. And so a few years later, he wrote the song, It Is Well With My Soul. And just we read part of that, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. So we may not be able to say that everything is well in our lives. There are storms that you're facing and I'm facing, and there are tragedies that are happening to people all around us. But with faith and trust in God, we can say that it is well with our soul.
Amen. That has been a beacon of hope. That song has just become so important in, I mean, our hymnals and our worship. And I don't know about you, but even more recently, going back to some of those hymns that maybe we don't even, you know, every week listen to in church, it is amazing. If you listeners out there have never really looked into the stories behind old hymns, there are some beautiful, hard struggles that those songs came out of.
That's
and
right.
So that is the reminder to me too, that, you know, we are going to go through struggle. We are going to go through pain. And it's usually through those difficult times that God will speak to us and bring us the peace that we ultimately need.
Yeah. And Chris, I know you had a verse that you were going to share.
John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
That's right.
So that is our hope. We know that those troubles are going to come. Mm-hmm. And with God, with our family, our support systems, we can have that hope. So are there any final thoughts?
Probably just echoing kind of like bits and pieces from everything we've said today. Just no matter what your circumstances, no matter where you are, whether that's a physical place, a mental place, wherever you are, even if it feels like things are crashing around us, or, you know, we're dealing with things that feel heavy and big and just like, you don't know what's going to come next. You don't know what the next season looks like. You're just, there's just a lot of questions. Like, being able to know that you have the ability to have peace, and peace is attainable regardless the situation, is just encouraging. And to just remind yourself of that, and also to just get involved. I know Michaela touched on that, and with a group or with a church, or just surround yourself with family and people who also talk about peace and like want you to have peace and will walk through your struggles and everything with you, to just kind of help get your soul and your mind at peace. And along with peace comes contentment, and we're not going to be content if we're not at peace. That doesn't mean that everything around us is going to be perfect, but, you know, you'll be able to be more content. I found that I'll be able to be more content if I'm at peace or just thankful for where I am. Like, I look back and, oh my gosh, it was a dream to live in Colorado.
Right.
Is that ever going to happen? I'm living it. I get to live there, and I get to do all the fun things that, you know, you dream about, you talk about, and you get to do. And even though there are some days I'm like, what am I going to do next? What's this next season look like? Yeah. What is that? It's just remembering the prayers that the Lord answers and the peace that he gives throughout all seasons is just so important to remember and to cling to. And with that, just kind of have a verse just to kind of go alongside that. It's Colossians 3:15, and it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. So just with Thanksgiving, when we're recording, Thanksgiving being tomorrow, and just kind of in this season of life, holidays, lots of things happening, and just so many people don't have peace around this time or don't think that they can have peace around this time, but you can have peace around this time. Christ allows that. And to just remember that he wants us to have peace and he is the ultimate peacemaker.
Yeah, I don't think I can beat that. That was very well said. Continue in the fact that you can find peace in the Lord and not every situation you are going to feel like that, but he's always there. And I also have a verse to share. It's John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." So just, again, be content in the fact that the Lord can be your peace and he'll get you through it.
Yeah. I'm reminded that we can't really have our mind focused on peace and have our mind focused on anxious thoughts, or it's usually we're focused on one or the other. And so if you find yourself in a place of discontent or you're just anxious, I think that feeling should be the quick reminder, the self-check that, this is not coming from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like this anxiety, this frustration, this discontent, this is not of the Lord. So where do I go? And we go to the Word. We have shared many scriptures today just about peace. And so if those feelings start to arise, just remember that you can find that peace immediately when you go to the Word. Mm. So thank you for sharing those scriptures with us today. Yeah. So every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And this week we would like to invite you to join us in celebrating week 2 of Advent. We will be adding a second candle to our Advent wreath, and a second purple candle is lit to remind us of the peace that comes through having an assurance of our salvation. But we also have peace of mind knowing that God will return to heal this broken world, and he will take us home with him one day. So as you walk through this week, we encourage you to continue to look for ways that you can be a light and carry the peace of Christ to those God places on your path. Thank you for joining us here today. And until next time,
keep walking.
Rooted Studio.